The initial news that came out was that it would be rolled over for an extra year. So it would be the old rule, but it would be new money. And that new money, if you're basing it on the current cut in the proposals, would be significant reduction, a 4 to 5% reduction in the payment for next year. So we were very clear on the day, that's about a week, 10 days ago now, if the cap has been rolled over for a year, if the old rules are being applied, well, then it had to be the same money and that there couldn't be any cut. And indeed, for the new round of cap, we have called very strongly on the Commissioner and the Minister to ensure that the new cap budget is fully funded going forward, because the ask of farmers, both from a production point of view and an environmental point of view, are constantly increasing. The cap has been quite a successful policy for farmer and non-farmer. And I've said to you before, John, you know, when you talk about success of the cap for the non-farmer, people might look at you. But if we go back to the time cap was set up, there was 30% of the average household income being spent on food. I was checking figures to confirm the figures that I had was right last week. At the moment in Ireland, 9.2% of the average household income is being spent on food. There's actually a euro more per week being spent by the average family on transport than there is on food. 124 euros a week on transport and 123 euros a week on food. And that's for access to top quality food produced to the highest standards in the world.